excited to bring this word to you. As most of you know, over the last few weeks, we've really been pressing in on how to get a breakthrough biblically, and a breakthrough mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially. You know, according to God's word, God wants to bless us in every single area of our life. And most people struggle in that area with their faith because they don't understand who we actually are as Christians. You know, Christian isn't just a nickname. It's not just something that we should take lightly. It's something that we should really understand and educate ourselves on. We need to understand as Christians, okay? That makes us children of the Most High God, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the Bible says that we are His children. And by becoming His children, when we ask God to come into our heart and He accepts us as one of His own, the Bible says, we become known to Him as His children. What does that actually mean? Let me explain this to you right now. If you are absolutely certain that you have asked God to come into your heart and you've accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, and you're going through any kind of bondage, mentally, physically, spiritually, or financially, if you are struggling in any of those areas, I'm going to almost guarantee you it is a result of not knowing who you are and being confident in who you are. It is imperative that you understand who you are and where you stand as a child of God. As a child of God, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, in my Bible, and probably in your Bible right there, it said, escape from bondage. Watch how Romans 8 comes alive in verse 17. The Bible says right here, watch this. Actually, I'm going to start in verse 16. The Spirit Himself testifies and confirms together with our spirit, as assuring us that we believers are children of God. Verse 17, watch this. You got to get this, because I'm telling you right now, by the time we're done with this, the blessings of God are going to be bestowed upon you like this, because you're going to be confident in who you are. Watch verse 17. And if we are His children, then we are His heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing His spiritual blessing and inheritance. Glory to God. If indeed we share in His suffering, so that we may also share in His glory. Listen, we know as Christians that the enemy's after us 24/7, 365. Just like the devil and every demon in hell attacked Jesus while He walked this earth, we're also being attacked. But you have to understand that the Bible says that we are heirs. We're His children. We're heirs to God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing His spiritual blessing and His inheritance. That means that every single thing that is in heaven belongs to you and I, because we're heirs to the throne. Now, let me give you an example. I have 5 kids. If I were to pass away tonight, everything that I have is then theirs, right? And in this life, even as I'm living, they have an inheritance with me. The Bible says that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children and even his children's children. And the Bible says that we are heirs to God and heirs, joint heirs with Christ. That means every single thing that God has. And what does God have? The Bible says the cattle of 1,000 hills belongs to Him. All the gold belongs to Him. We know that God spoke all of this into existence. So with us being heirs to the throne of God, we don't live in the land of lack. We don't have to beg, steal, and borrow, and scrape together and try to figure out how to get this and how to get that. No, we've got to stand confident in our faith, knowing who we are, declaring the word of God over our life, and taking hold of the blessings of the throne. Glory to God. And I want to read you something, and this is where we're gonna end up falling into and staying strong in tonight, is in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. Watch what the Bible says right here. The Lord will open for you His good treasure house, the heavens, so give rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work, watch this, of your hand. And you will lend money to many nations, but you will not borrow. The Bible even tells us that, you know what? God is going to treat us so good that He's going to open the treasures of heaven, and He's going to show the blessings of God upon us. Listen,
The heavens give rain to your land and in its season, and bless all the work of your hand. And you will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. The Bible says that, listen, we are heirs and joint heirs to Christ. Listen, you and I are not supposed to be walking around begging and worrying and stressed out how we're going to pay our bills, how we're going to eat, how we're going to have clothes for the kids, how we're going to get diapers, how we're going to get gas, how we're going to pay for the water bill. Guys, let me tell you something. We are children of Most High God, and the devil has tried to teach the body of Christ that we have nothing. We're never going to have nothing. You're always going to be broke. You're always going to do without. You're going to struggle for the rest of your life. You have to be sick. And it is a lie straight from the devil. The Bible tells us that we are heirs to God and joint heirs through Christ, and that we get his spiritual inheritance as well as his inheritance. And I'm telling you right now, it's time that we declare the word of God over our life, that we came out of the land of lack, that we got out of a place of poverty and bondage. And for those that believe in God and the entirety of God's word, I know and declare over your life right now that God is going to do something major in every area of your life. God said in his word that he hoped and prayed that you would prosper even as your soul prospers. God wants you to prosper in your soul, in your heart, in your finances, in your family, in your job. And this is what the Bible says right here. This, I'm telling you, it's powerful. Stop. The Lord will open for you his good treasure house, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hands. He said he is going to bless everything that you set your hand to, all the work of your hands, not just some things, all things. Listen, we can't put God in a box anymore. That false religion, that false doctrine that God wants you broke and that he's got you sick and he's trying to keep you something, and, oh, you're the reason why you're poor is because the Lord's trying to keep you humble. No. Humble doesn't mean broke. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of broke people that aren't humble. Amen? And there's a lot of wealthy people that are the most humble people you ever met. If your heart's right with God, then your heart's right with God. If your heart's not right with God, then your heart's not right with God. That has nothing to do with your blessing. If your blessing makes you not humble, then you can assure God's not going to bless you. Amen? It's a matter of the heart. And God says in his word that he wants you blessed, not stressed. He wants you full of joy, not walking around bitter and all tore up in your feelings and all stressed out of your mind, walking in anxiety and depression and mental illness and sick in your body. That is not God. Amen. Listen, we serve a good God. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If somebody's told you that God don't bless his children, you need to cut them off and cut them off now. They're pouring lies into you. They're pouring negativity in you. And they're not helping you. They're hindering you. Listen to the power of God. God said that he would do exceedingly abundantly over anything that you could think or imagine. We just read right there in Deuteronomy verse 28 that the Bible says the Lord will open for you his good treasure. He's going to open the windows of heaven for you. Why? Because you belong to him. You belong to him. You think he wants you to do without? Do you think that God wants you broke and stressed and laying there, your mind running 100 miles a minute, how you're going to take care of tomorrow, how you're going to get things done, how you're going to get the medicine for your grandfather? You know, I mean, God wants to use his children in a mighty way. There's a lot of things in this life that God wants to do, and he wants to use you to do it. And you can't do that if you're sick, discouraged, broke down, and broke out and bankrupting your finances. How in the world are we going to advance the kingdom of God and do the will of the Father if we don't have the resources? God said in his word that he would withhold no good thing for those that diligently seek him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these other things would be added unto you. If you have a heart for the Lord and you're sold out for Christ, you say, God, use me, and you're willing, man, God said in his word, the Lord will open for you his good treasure house, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand, and you will lend to many nations. Glory to God. But you will not borrow. You say, I need a loan. No, you need favor of God on your life. Amen. Come on. You say, well, I got to borrow this and I got to ask. No. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Who do you ask? You ask God. Because the Bible says, look to God from which your help comes from. Your help comes from the Lord. Amen. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. See, our supply is a heavenly supply. Listen, we're not dependent on this earth. Amen. God uses things in this earth as tools to get us where we need to be and to get us what we need. Amen. And He wants you to have it. Break outside that old bondage mindset that somebody told you that you had to be broke and you had to be busted and you had to be down and you're always going to be sick. That's a lie from the devil. The Word of God. Do you believe it all? I want to ask you right now, do you believe all of God's Word? Or are you going through and saying, well, this applies to me and this don't. This applies to me and this don't. Listen, that is not the way to live a life of abundance. That is not the way that we live a life of inheritance, as the Bible says. Deuteronomy 28, the Lord will make you a head leader and not the tail. Glory to God. Listen to this. Follower, and you will be above only, you will not be beneath. If you listen and pay attention to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today to observe them carefully. Do not turn aside from any of the words which I am commanding you today to the right or the left to follow and serve other gods. He's saying, if you follow me, glory to God, I'm going to take care of you and I'm going to do it in such a way that he said right there in verse 12 that he would open for you the good treasure house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The heavens would open up and give rain to your land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God looks at you and he says, you know what? I want you to have the best of everything. You know, I spent the weekend with my kids this weekend. And I tell you what, you know, we just went around. We ate and we did some things and went some places. And man, I just enjoyed myself and I just blessed my kids all weekend. Why? Why? You say, well, Pastor, did they deserve it? Probably not. Kids act silly. Do they not? Do kids not do things they're not supposed to do? Do they get off track? Sure they do. But I bless them anyway. Glory to God. Because they love me. They come to me. They repent. They say, Dad, I'm sorry. I did this or I did that. And then I move on. Is it your Father? The Bible says, is it your Father even better than one of us? Wouldn't God treat you better? I mean, you're talking about a God that has everything. He's not a broke down, discouraged king. And he's not a tyrant out here dictating and smashing people and smiting people and, you know, setting them on fire and destroying them. No. We have got to get away from this mindset that God wants us to do without. God does not want you to do without. God wants you well. He does not want you sick. He wants you healthy. He wants you wealthy. And he wants you full of joy. Glory to God. He wants you walking in a way that would glorify him and honor the kingdom of God that he's building and will use you to build. Amen. He wants you winning souls for the kingdom of God. He wants you telling people about him. He wants you out in the streets telling people how he healed you and how he took care of you and how he's a good, good father. Amen. Somebody say amen right now. I'm telling you, I know that I can feel this stirring in my spirit. I've been in this for weeks, and I'm telling you, we have testimonies coming in from all over the world where people are coming. I've had people write in and email in and phone in and say, Pastor Andrew, I'm coming outside of that old mindset. I'm starting to read my Bible in the entirety of it. I'm declaring the scriptures over my life, Pastor Andrew. I'm reading the Word of God. I'm praying with my family. We've been getting breakthrough in our health. We've been getting breakthrough in our marriage. We've been getting breakthrough in our business, breakthrough in our finances. I'm going to tell you right now, this works. Try God at his Word. The Bible says that God is not a God that will lie. If it wasn't going to happen, he wouldn't say it. What, you think God just goes around just saying stuff to be saying it? No, man does that. That's why the Bible says put your faith in man. Man will fail you. But God is forever faithful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you looking for breakthrough? Even more so, are you walking by faith, declaring these scriptures and saying, God, I'm expecting a breakthrough. Why? Because I'm an heir. We just read it. We just read it. The Bible says that we are heirs to God and joint heirs with Christ. And that we literally receive his spiritual inheritance. Hallelujah. I mean, we literally receive every good thing that God has. Every good thing that God has, the Bible says, listen to this, Romans 8, 17. And if we are his children, then we are his heirs also. heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing his spiritual blessing and inheritance, if indeed we share in his suffering so that we may also share in his glory. Everything that God did and won in victory, the victory belongs to you. The spoils of war, it belongs to you as an heir to God and the heir to the throne. You say, Pastor Henry, what are you saying? You're preaching over my head right now. I hear people say that. Say, tell me straight. What I'm going to tell you straight right now. God wants you blessed, and he wants you blessed beyond measure. Hallelujah. God does not want you sick. He does not want you tired and depleted. He does not want you laying in the bed, stressed out of your mind. He doesn't want you losing sleep. He doesn't want you all kind of panicking because you don't know how to pay your bills. No, God said right here in his word, Deuteronomy 28, and we're going to stand on it tonight. Glory to God. Right there in verse 12, he said, the Lord. Who? The Lord. Amen. Say it out loud right now. Say, the Lord. Watch this. Will give you. Oh, hallelujah. This is this. Open for you his good treasure house. The heavens to. Ooh, I'm telling you right now, if you'll get this, you'll see the power of God hit you like a brick. I'm going to read it again from the beginning. The Lord. Who? The Lord, not just anybody. We're talking about God. Watch this. Will open for you his good treasure house, the heavens, to give rain to your land. You. Amen. Listen, watch this right here. And watch what he says after this. He says, after that, he's going to do what? He said that he's going to bless all the work of your hands, and you will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. He says, I'm going to bless you so much that you're going to have such an increase, such an overflow, that you're going to lend to many nations. Hallelujah. You're not going to borrow anymore. You need to declare that out loud before the Lord right now. My debt days are over in Jesus' name. I feel that in my spirit. Somebody right now, several somebodies, you're watching this. And you need to declare it before the Lord right now. My debt days are over, Father. I receive it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, our debt days are over. Lord, we receive the increase. Lord, we receive our inheritance in Jesus' name. Say it out loud in faith, and I'm telling you right now, expect it to start coming to pass. It's right there. Don't miss it. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Don't miss it. We're going to stand on Deuteronomy 28 tonight, that God is going to open the good treasure house of the heavens and give rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand, and you will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. Your debt days are over in Jesus' name. Listen to verse 11. I'm going to back up one verse. It says, the Lord will give you great prosperity in the offspring of your body and in the offspring of your livestock and the produce of your ground in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. How much more do we need? They said, Pastor Andrew, you talk about prosperity. Well, I'm talking about what God said. And if that means prosperity for me, then praise God. I could do with a little bit of that. And I know that you can too, because I know there's some people out there that are living like I was, stressed out of your mind, not knowing how you're going to make it from one day to the next. You don't know how you're going to put your kids through college. You don't know how you're going to pay for that prescription. You don't know how you're going to get tires on your car. I'm telling you, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory, those riches, your inheritance. Why? Because the Bible says right here that we are heirs to God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God don't want you broke. God don't want you out here worried out of your mind. God wants you out here, according to the Bible says. He said, lending to many nations, but will not borrow. God wants you to be the one that people come to and says, hey, I need some help. And you say, I got you. Amen. I got you. God wants to use you as a tool to increase the kingdom of God. And let me tell you something. You better set yourself up right now in the perfect position to prosper right now by declaring Deuteronomy 28 over your life right now in Jesus' name. Say, Father, I'm standing on your word. I'm standing on your word, Father, right now. I'm standing on Deuteronomy 28. I'm not going to back off of it. Let the devil know it right now. So, devil, you can't have me. You can't have my family. You can't have my finances. You're not getting another day, another dime out of me. Ooh, hallelujah. And declare Deuteronomy 28 over your life and say, you know what? I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing on the promises of God. And I'm telling you right now, you can expect an increase to come into your life. And I know without a shadow of a doubt
The Bible says, anything that you ask in prayer, believing, hallelujah, you shall have it. Declare it right now. Job, I just taught on it last week. Job said, I declare a good thing unto me, and it is so. It is made so, glory to God. Which means, just according to Proverbs, the power of life and death in the tongue, you literally have what you say you have. When you speak the word of God, it becomes alive in you. The Bible is living water. The word is alive. Glory to God. And I'm telling you right now, it is for the power and the anointing for the pulling down of strongholds. God doesn't want you broke. He doesn't want you sick. He wants you healthy, wealthy, and full of joy. I'm telling you right now. Glory to God. Do you believe that word? Do you receive it? Are you believing the entirety of God's word? Are you standing on the word? I mean, you need to answer this for yourself, because so many people miss out on the blessings of God because they think, well, God don't do that. And I don't believe God wants me to have anything. And I don't believe God wants me to have money. Well, listen, if that's how you believe, you can rest assured that you will not see the blessings of God. If you want to make God out to be some, tyrant king that wants his children, what kind of God are you serving? I mean, let's think about this for a minute. Let's be real right now. I have heard people say it before. God don't do this. God don't make you healthy. God don't make you wealthy. God don't make you happy. Well, what kind of God is that? The Bible does not say that about Jesus. The Bible does not say that about our God. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He started this whole shebang with giving his son. He started the whole deal giving for our benefit. Hallelujah. He created us in his own image because he loved us so much. The Bible says he breathed life into Adam. He was happy with Adam. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you right now, he wants to bless you. I mean, just like you think about it, after God spoke everything into existence, he made everything as beautiful as it was. The Bible says that he made Adam, he gave Adam dominion over everything. Is that not increase? Is that not overflow? Did he not bless Adam abundantly? Now, Adam got off track, but you don't have to. Amen? You can seek God first right now. You can stand on the entirety of God's word. You don't have to be one of those people walking around all sour in their face, always looking like they're upset, always looking like they're mad, like, oh, woe is me, I ain't got nothing. Well, as long as you're talking like that, you won't have nothing. Because the Bible says the power of life and death are in your tongue. When you speak the word of God, you stand on the word of God, you're a happy person, you're praying, you're believing, you're praising, and you're giving. Hey, God promises in his word to bless his children abundantly. He said, I'll open the windows of heaven and I'll pour out blessings so large that you won't even have room enough to contain it. Who's he talking to? Me and you. Glory to God. What would we do? What can you and I do if we are walking in the abundance of Christ? What can we do for the kingdom of God? Maybe you should sit down and make notes of what you're going to do when your blessing comes. Maybe you should make notes right now in faith what you're going to do when your increase comes into your house. It's coming in Jesus' name. I declare that right now over your life, that the blessings of God are coming to your house. The increase is coming. That overflow's coming. Ooh, hallelujah. That healing is coming to your house in Jesus' name. According to God's word. Amen. Stand on the word of God, casting down every vain imagination, taking every thought captive. Glory to God. Standing in faith, walking by faith. The Bible says, walk by the Spirit of God and not by the flesh. Walk by, listen, what? By the Spirit of God, not by the flesh. Walk by faith and not by what? Not by sight. You look and you say, well, I don't have nothing. You don't speak on that. You ignore that. And you say, God said that my increase was coming, that he would open up the good treasure house for me, and that he would bless everything that my hands prosper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you right now, the testimonies have been coming in, I mean literally by the boatloads here lately. We have seen so many people's lives touched. Literally hundreds of people are coming to the Lord all across the world because the power of God is going out so strong through these sermons. I'm telling you, and I'll tell you why. Because the word of God's being preached uncompromised. It's uncompromised. What I read to you, you can read for yourself. This isn't opinions. This is what God's word said. And I'm telling you that the anointing has been going out so strong. And God has been pouring into me so much on this that I have literally spent more time in here. We literally had to move film production into the prayer room because I've been spending more time in here seeking God for you and the people that are calling and writing and emailing all over the world saying, "And Pastor Andrew, it's working. It's working. This is working." Hallelujah. And I know that there's some of you watching right now that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You're tired of being broke down and discouraged. You're tired of being broke in your bank account. You're tired of not being able to do things for the kingdom of God. You're tired of not being able to take care of your family. And it's time that you got tired enough that you said to the devil, "I'm done with you and I'm going to stand on the word of God." Specifically tonight, devil, I'm going to stand on Deuteronomy chapter 28. Hallelujah. Now shout amen and give God some praise and say Deuteronomy 28. I'm standing on the word of God. And devil, you just going to have to shut up because I'm not listening to you. Well, I've had people say, "Pastor Andrew, you can't talk to the devil like that." I just did. He's behind me. He's beneath me. Glory to God. The Bible said that he made us the head and not the tail. Listen, the devil has no authority over you. The devil has no authority over me. He only has what you give him. And I declare right now in the name of Jesus that he has nothing because we are binding him, rebuking him, and resisting him according to God's word. And we are standing on Deuteronomy 28 tonight. Hallelujah. Do you receive it? Are you fired up in your spirit? Are you ready for the increase of God? Are you ready for God to just say, "You know what? Now that's my kid. That's my kid. That's my son. That's my daughter." Are you ready for God to release that increase, that overflow into your life? The blessings of God. Are you ready to be recognized as the heir to God and a joint heir to Christ? If you are, just go to the Lord and say, "Father, I receive it in Jesus' name." It's not complicated. It's a matter of the heart and walking in faith and just saying, "Father, have your way, Lord. I believe what your word says. Glory to God, I'm standing on Deuteronomy 28, and I will not take no for an answer. I'm not listening to the devil anymore. The promises of God are what? Yes and amen." Glory to God. I'm telling you right now, shout amen and get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for the increase. You're a child of God, and I'm telling you, the Lord wants you blessed. He wants you healthy, wealthy, and full of joy. Glory to God. If you receive it, shout amen. I want to pray for you. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that thousands more people, Lord Jesus, over the course of this week and the coming month, God, I pray that the testimonies would continue to come in, God. I pray that they would take this word, Deuteronomy 28, that they would stand on it, God, and we declare right now over their life the blessings and the increase of the good treasure of heaven, Father God, be bestowed upon their life and pour into their life right now, Father God, because you said in your word, it belongs to your children. God, we're expecting the increase. We're standing on Deuteronomy 28, God, and we're expecting it. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shout amen. Don't let the devil take it from you. The Bible says he comes immediately to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. Listen, as a declaration of your faith, standing on Deuteronomy 28, let me tell you something. When we step out on faith, that's when we see the increase. The Bible says faith without works is dead. We can get excited. We can get fired up. We can read scripture. We can get on the right track and then get right off track by letting our faith grow cold and just getting dead and dormant. Faith without works is dead. As a declaration of your faith and you putting your faith in motion in agreement with the kingdom of God, with what God's word says, and according to Deuteronomy 28, I want to ask you to do something big for the kingdom of God, to step out on faith and put seed in the ground that God would call the increase. I want to ask you to go to andrewgreenministries.com, support the ministry, go there to the donate tab and sow a seed of 28, representing that number in Deuteronomy chapter 28. I want to ask you to go there in faith and plant $28 seed of faith. You say, "Pastor, what's a seed of faith?" What it is, we're locking shields in faith because you know what? We can fund anything and everything in the world, but it ain't nearly as effective as funding the kingdom of God. So when you put your faith in motion by planting financially into the kingdom of God, God calls the increase. We're praying, we're expecting, and guess what happens? The word goes out in volumes. We're about to put this broadcast on television, and you're going to be a part of it. hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people will come to know Jesus because of your faith. You say, Pastor Andrew, I've never done anything like that big in my life. Like, I've never even considered it. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, set yourself up for the perfect position to prosper in the kingdom of God. Set yourself up for a blessing right now. When you put somebody else in the kingdom first, when you put your faith seed in the ground and you think about all the people that you're reaching with the gospel by funding ministry, God smiles on that. He said he loves a cheerful giver. I want you to go right now, and as a declaration of your faith, in accordance with Deuteronomy chapter 28, I want you to plant $28 right now into the ministry by going to the website. Go there to andrewgreenministries.com. Hit the donate tab there. And I want you, as you're going to do your giving, I want you to pray specifically, God, I'm planting my seed of faith according to Deuteronomy 28, God, that you're going to open up the good treasures of heaven and bless everything that my hand prospers for your glory and for your kingdom. And as you do that and as you donate, I want you to shout amen. We're going to be praying with you. We're going to be expecting with you. And for those that are getting that seed of 28 in the ground right now, I'm telling you right now, your name is going to go into our prayer book. Your name is already in the most famous book that's ever been heard of, and that's the Lamb's Book of Life. But we're going to put your name in our book with all of our faith partners, all of those that have sowed seeds of faith that we've been keeping up with over the last few weeks as we go through this journey. We're going to put your name in that book, and we are praying specifically over your seed and expecting to hear your testimony as you receive that harvest. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Don't let the enemy come in and rob you and steal you and steal your joy and steal your moment to set yourself in the first perfect position to prosper. Go right now to andrewgreenministries.com. Plant that seed of $28 in the ground right now. I know some of you are going to say this. You always do. You say, Pastor Andrew, that don't seem like very much. I mean, $28, how's my $28 going to do anything in the kingdom of God? Let's not forget the little boy in the Word of God that had the fish and the five loaves. We've heard this story, but sometimes we often forget. $28 might not seem like a whole lot, but I'm going to tell you right now, when God breaks it and he blesses it and he multiplies it, I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a harvest like you never could imagine. $28 will echo into eternity from this moment right now. And I'm believing, expecting a harvest in your life. Go to andrewgreenministries.com. Go in accordance to Deuteronomy 28. Get that $28 seed in the ground. And I'm telling you right now, I want to hear from you. Right now on the screen, there should be there the P.O. box. I want you to write me, or I want you to email me, or you call me. But I want to hear your testimony. I want to know you planted your seed, and I want to be able to pray with you. We want to be able to believe with you. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, and it is our command from Jesus Christ to preach the gospel to the nations, and I want to help you do it. I want you to lock shields with me in faith right now by going to andrewgreenministries.com. Get that $28 seed in the ground, and let's do kingdom work. And for those that say, Pastor Andrew, I don't have 28 cents. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to believe in faith right now. I'm going to believe in faith right this minute. For those that don't have two pennies to rub together, that somebody somewhere right now that's watching this, that the Spirit of God is going to fall on them. The Holy Spirit is going to move on them. And they're going to plant a seed on your behalf. And I'm not talking about you say, well, I've got it, I just don't want to give it. I'm talking about those that don't have it. But you have a heart that would if you could. I'm believing for the brothers and sisters to step up and plant a seed on your behalf. So for those that are watching right now, I know that there's somebody watching right now. That the Spirit of God is talking to you and the Lord is saying to you, plant another seed for your brother or two or three brothers and sisters. Listen, no greater love than a man lay down his life for another, whether it be your finances and your body and your home, your food, whatever. When you put another brother and sister first, that's the act of Jesus that he's watching for in you. Go right now to andrewgreenministries.com. Hit the gift tab. Get that seed of 28 in the ground and watch God. Don't forget to write me. Don't forget to email me. I will be praying and expecting for that breakthrough and that healing in your body. Glory to God. Be blessed in Jesus' name.